Juxtaposition Arts, the North Minneapolis arts nonprofit, is in the midst of a $14 million capital campaign to expand the organization into a manufacturing hub with carpentry, welding, sewing, and more. Co-founder Roger Cummings sees this as a way to keep money in North Minneapolis and in the pockets of the young people who work at the organization. Reporter Samira Muhammad has the story.
When he was a teenager, Roger Cummings had three things on his mind: how not to get bullied, how to make money, and how to get girls. All three problems had the same solution.
I loved Dungeons & Dragons. That was like my jam. We were probably 13, 12, and we would write our Dungeons & Dragons characters' names on garages and walls. So I used to draw names for people and cartoon characters, and so the bullies would stop like harassing me and the girls would pay more attention.
And it made him money too. He would put his designs on shirts and jackets and sell them. And this led to the birth of Juxtaposition Arts.
We were doing graphic design and customized textiles, so airbrushed t-shirts and, you know, customizing shoes and things like that. And then, you know, that extended to camps. It just expanded from there, and now it's beginning to be like a baby institution in a way.
And this baby institution is a pretty big baby. Students get a chance to learn from working artists, and young apprentices get to learn skills and make money. Juxta, as it's called, now occupies several buildings in the heart of North Minneapolis. The intersection of Emerson and Broadway almost feels like a mini campus. When I visited, I saw a hub of activity. Artists sprawled across tables sharing ideas. Kids were using a Juxta-designed skate plaza in front of a colorful mural that read North Minneapolis. Bubbles drifted down from Juxta's roof.
So at 15, I would have a hard time talking to people. I'd have a hard time making eye contact. I would stay home from school if I knew I had to present the next day. I think if somebody would have held my hand along that, I think I could have succeeded.
Roger is making Juxta into a space that he wishes he had when he was growing up in the Twin Cities. He dropped out of high school and college and didn't have someone to help him succeed.
Competency, consistency, and manners. And so those are the things that we make sure that we teach here at Juxta, being able to how to finish something and then to be able to do it again and again. And with those things, yeah, you can win.
Roger wants to provide that guiding hand to the kids who come through Juxta. He wants to make sure that they have the tools to be creative and successful. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Samira Muhammad.